Hello and welcome to In-Depth, PSA program here on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen. In the studio is Candy Candler, which is one of the coolest names. I don't think I've ever told you that, but
Thank
it's just
you.
Like it's got a like a His Gal Friday sort of feel to it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
it's really
fun.
Cool. So Donor Network West is where you're from, and it's Donate Life Month, so it's appropriate to have you here.
It is. So April's National Donate Life Month, and with Donor Network West being the organ procurement organization group in town, we're really excited just to celebrate and honor people who have been donors and celebrate the people who have received the gift of life.
Definitely beautiful. So I'm sure you have a number of events planned.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have a lot of activities going on. Today kicks off the donor duel. So the whole month of April, it's a UNR versus UNLV to see, you know, which group can get the most people to register as donors in their name.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And so even people who are already registered donors, if you'd like to register again and have it count for UNR, you could do so.
Go the extra mile.
Absolutely.
Why
so
not?
You're already registered, so you might as well have it count for UNR, or you can register for UNLV if that's your thing. Probably not too common in this area.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we know what side of the bread we're buttered on, you know.
Yeah, so you just go online. It's donatelifenevada.org/UNR. Or
okay.
If you must go down that path, /UNLV. So
we'll hold it against you. Yeah. You're still an organ donor, so you're still heroic in that
exactly,
way.
Exactly. And so that's for the whole month of April.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Last year, UNLV did beat UNR by about 100 registrations, so we're really hoping to come back this year.
Okay, very cool. Good plan. So what other events do you have planned? I mean, it's kind of a full court press as far as if people aren't registered, they really should. There's no reason why you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people are just fearful. For one thing, people just don't like thinking about death. And that can be very
True.
Scary for people to think that one day it might happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, at some point, all of us are going to pass. And so the question is, can we save or heal others through our gifts of either organs or tissue or both? So that's one thing. Sometimes people believe certain myths surrounding donation.
Right.
So we try and address those in the community. So 99% of the time, your religion is not opposed to donation. You know, you can still have an open casket funeral in most cases. So there's really no reason not to register as a donor.
Exactly. So what are if we're thinking about myths, what are some that are prevalent right now that you're like, well, you need to dispel these immediately?
The number one myth I hear in the community is I'm too old, or I'm too sick, or I've had this condition.
Right.
Well, I have diabetes. There are certain things that people just feel that will preclude them from registering as a donor.
Mm-hmm.
But really, anyone can register as a donor. And the criteria are always changing on what we're able to accept. So, you know, a few years ago, we weren't able to accept hepatitis C positive livers. But now we are, because we can treat hepatitis C.
Okay.
Or HIV to HIV transplant. So someone who's HIV positive can still be a donor to someone else who has HIV. So there's a lot of ways that someone can save or heal someone that they think, oh, I can't register as a donor, but anyone can register as a donor. It doesn't matter how old you are, how sick you may have been. If the intention is to save or heal someone's life, we encourage people to register.
That's beautiful. I mean, yeah, we have medical breakthroughs happening every day.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, might as well register and keep it safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's that. Sometimes people are fearful that the medical professionals won't try as hard to save their life. I've
heard
that.
Right. That was the one I was going to bring up.
Yeah. So you've heard of that.
Yeah.
I had never heard of that until I started speaking with people in the community about donation. So obviously people go into the medical field because they want to help save
First,
people's
do no
lives.
Harm,
right. The whole
up
Hippocratic Oath thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's only after all efforts are exhausted to save that individual's life that donation really even becomes a conversation with the family. And there are also two different teams. So there's the life-saving team, the people in the hospital who are doing everything they can to save that person.
Mm-hmm.
And only after all of those efforts are exhausted does the Donor Network West team come into play. So the organ team will come into play at that time.
Okay, very cool. And people should register. It's the easiest thing in the world, isn't it?
It's really easy. So people can go online, of course, and have it count for UNR this month or at any time. And also on the iPhone. So Donate Life America has a relationship with iPhone. So the little heart health app that
Right.
everyone has, it's already installed on there. You just click on that and then you set up a medical ID. It's like the second question they ask you. It's like, what's your name? What's your height? And do you want to register as a donor? counter.
Okay, cool. And even you do it at the DMV.
Yes, you can do it at the DMV, and that's where you get the little heart on your driver's license, which also during the month of April, we are reinvigorating our program, the Have a Little Heart program. So when people show the little heart on their driver's license at participating businesses in Reno, they get a little discount or special offer. So we have about 50 businesses involved, including like the El Dorado, Silver Legacy, and Circus Circus, now known as The Row.
Cool.
They're offering... I believe it's a dollar off of drinks at all of their casino floor bars. The Two Chicks, you know, a really popular breakfast spot, they're offering a special discount. So we have about 50 businesses participating.
That's great. And a lot of hyper-local ones, it sounds like.
Yes, yeah. They're all the kind of locally owned and managed ones, so we don't have to get the corporate approval, you know, back east or something like that.
Probably some bureaucratic nonsense you don't have to deal
exactly,
with.
Exactly, yeah. So we have a lot of good businesses on board this year.
Oh, very, very cool. So other events that spring to mind, anything you're doing? I feel like maybe probably you've nailed all of them, actually.
We actually have quite a few events that we're doing with our hospital partners. So just in around town, on April 18th, we're going to be at the Nevada legislature, encouraging our legislators to donate life and realize the importance of celebrating donors. So just a lot of different activities. We're doing a flag raising at St. Mary's Hospital. So they're going to be raising the Donate Life flag. So that will be there all month. And so just a lot of great opportunities for people to get involved this year.
All right. Very cool. So to get more information about this, where can people go again?
Yeah, so people can go to donornetworkwest.org. They can also go online to registerme.org if they want to just register really easily. And there's just a lot of great information out there. And of course, they can follow us on social media.
Okay, cool. And any events come to mind that even in the far off, you know, later in the year that people might want to have in their heads?
Absolutely. So every November is actually a really great event that we do. It's called the National Donor Sabbath, and it takes place the two weekends before Thanksgiving. And it is a celebration, again, as we mentioned, most religions are in favor of donation or are neutral on it. Most of them are not opposed to that. And so that gives us the opportunity to work with faith leaders in our community to spread the word about donation and how it's, you know, a wonderful giving thing to do. Each year during the Reno Balloon Race, Donor Network West also has a big balloon that we send up. And people who come by our booth and show that they are a registered donor, they have the chance to ride on the balloon Sunday, which is... you know, a bucket list kind of item for a lot of people. So we look forward to promoting that and just a lot of different ways. I mean, every day is a great day to register as a donor, as well as share that wish with your loved ones. That's an important piece, too.
Exactly.
People need to let their families know what their wishes are.
All right. Very cool. Well, and thanks a lot for being here. Anything you want to get out there before we conclude? I feel like you've hit every point.
I know.
You're so thorough.
Thing that's coming up soon, but I don't have the date for it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you at least want to tease it and people can look for it if they go to your website?
Or... yes.
Yeah, you
so,
might as well.
Okay. So during the month of April, Donate Life Month, we are working on a partnership with Anytime Fitness. So all of the Anytime Fitness locations in Reno, we're going to have a special date where people can swing by on their way to work and register as a donor very easily and get kind of a healthy little treat in their hands. And, you know, yes, April is Donate Life Month, but anytime is a good time to register as a donor. And so that's why we kind of use that play on words to partner with all of these wonderful locally owned Anytime Fitness locations. So we're really excited about that.
Okay, cool. Well, people look for the date. This is a perfect little tease.
Exactly.
They can go to your website and social media and stuff.
Yeah. So if you visit donornetworkwest.org or our Facebook page or follow us, our handle is @mydnwest, you'll be able to find out information about the Anytime Fitness. Any day is a good day to register as a donor promotion.
All right. There we go. Candy Candler, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.